Yeah, certainly. You're kind of on that line between probably drier conditions to the west and wetter to the east. So, right along the Mississippi might be that dividing line. Certainly concerns with the limited subsoil and especially subsoil moisture in some of those areas that have been experiencing drought. I marvel at the crop yields you guys have been churning out in Iowa despite the relatively dry conditions. Part of it's timely rain, and part of it is just the science, I think, behind today's cropping practices. So, yeah, a little concern there with those areas of the Western Corn Belt that are still a little low on, especially subsoil moisture. As those roots try to reach down, there may not be a whole lot there. So, kind of keeping an eye on that Western Corn Belt again for potential drought. And I didn't answer the South America question if I get about 30 more seconds here. I think the big concern for South America, for Argentina and southern Brazil, will be heading into the next crop cycle. They're harvesting now, so they're 6 months off of us because southern hemisphere. So I would be focused on potential drought for the 2024-25 crop in South America. It would be the fourth La Nina in 5 years. They obviously had some drought issues previously during the triple dip La Nina. So certainly some concern heading into the next crop cycle when they're planting again next fall for us.